Then the Force Lightning came. Leia caught the first fork on her own lightsaber. Less than 10 paces away, a second Sith stopped and raised her hands, her fingertips curling toward Alana. Leia grabbed for her granddaughter in the Force. "Off!" she commanded, trying to pull Alana from Basil's shoulders. "Now!" Alana came sliding down, and the lightning crackled past only centimeters above Leia's head. Basil's voice boomed in surprise and anguish. Alana knelt next to Leia. She opened fire, and 3 shots later, the woman who had just tried to kill her was down. So was the man who had wounded Leia. The floor shuddered, and even before Leia heard the snip sizzle of a hot blade popping through flesh, she knew Basil was down. Taking her granddaughter by the arm, Leia spun around his kneeling bulk and emerged on the other side, and found herself facing half a dozen crimson blades. Alana's blaster pistol shrieked twice, and a tall Sith dropped sideways, releasing a lightsaber that had been buried in Basil's chest. Amazingly, the Romoan wasn't finished. His green blade swept across in front of him, smashing through the guard of 2 Sith, slicing them apart at the shoulders, before a powerful, dark-bearded man finally blocked the attack. Basil's free arm shot out, collapsing the man's chest around a massive fist.
"Behind me!"
Basil ordered. He began to rise.
"We stop for..."
A thunderous chuffing erupted behind them. The entire ceiling of the loading bay flashed blue, and 4 geysers of molten durasteel erupted near the ceiling on the wall ahead. Leia turned. She saw R2-D2 coming down the boarding ramp toward them, and a familiar face winking at her through the Falcon's belly turret. "Han!" The weapon barrels began to depress, and Leia saw what he intended. She spun back around to find Basil on his feet again. He was sweeping his long lightsaber back and forth like a scythe, not actually killing any Sith, but knocking them off balance and sending them flying out of his path. Alana was a pace behind him, facing the Falcon and staring at the belly turret with a gaping mouth.
"Wait!" Alana gasped. "Grandpa's alive?"
"Of course, dear." Leia threw herself over Alana, at the same time hitting Basil with the most powerful force shove she could manage.
"Now get down so Grandpa can shoot."
They were still falling when the chuffing started again. She extended her arms to keep from flattening Alana, but even so, she heard a loud gasp as they hit the floor together.
"Are you hurt?"
"No way!"
Alana's voice was barely audible over the roaring and crashing of the laser cannons. She began to squirm beneath Leia, no doubt trying to see what was happening around them.
"But I'm worried about Barv."
"Me too."
Leia put a hand on Alana's back to keep her from lifting her head too high, then looked forward, and beneath the fiery sheet of crashing cannon fire, saw that the big Romoan was still battling Sith. He had at least 3 trapped beneath his huge green body, which was jerking and twitching as they hacked at his belly and chest with their parangs, and whatever else they could bring to bear. But the Romoan was giving better than he took. He had one man's throat squeezed shut, another one's skull locked in his crushing grasp, and a third pinned beneath his slashing tusks. Between the Romoan and the tunnel lay a smoking tangle of body parts that had once been Sith warriors. Some of the pieces were still moving, and a couple were even clutching lightsabers in their twitching hands. But none was in any condition to be a threat to Alana, or to anyone else.